Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little County Meadow River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Will you please call and roll?
Thomas Lindsay.
Here.
Tom Gossetti.
Present.
Anthony Brodix.
Present.
Derek Minnick. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker. Absent. William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Next up is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting, November 17th, 2021. Everybody's done their homework. Any modifications, suggestions, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as noted for November 17th, 2021.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mrs. Lambert, there's a new rule. We have to do roll call, please.
Thomas Lindsay.
Yes.
Tom Gossetti.
Yes.
Anthony Brodix.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert
Ochi? Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Mr. Whitman, please, as a reminder, let us know we don't have to do roll call vote for.
Right. The governor just extended the prior order.
Thank you. All right, next up is the chairman's report. My name is Bill Baker. I'm the chairman. So my report is this is a $275 million man-made flood control project that needs consistent maintenance and attention. If you do not do consistent maintenance of a $275 million man-made flood control project, that board up there with the green pictures are starting to show their age as far as what happens when you don't do that type of a thing. If you haven't looked at those, I suggest every once in a while you take a peek. It's very reaffirming on what we do here. So we have provided a scenario, in my opinion, that links all of the communities within the watershed together for a common goal, for a true economic development project that saves over $4 million every year in residents having to pay mandatory flood insurance. We can continue to strive that and continue to meet the specifications required so those $4 million go back into the community instead of to insurance companies. Dan and Jody just said on my two cents, thank you again for a great year. You guys make us look good. That being said, I'll continue to move on to a finance report. We needed a motion to approve the claims for December 21, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for December 2021 in the amount of $140,018.80.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay.
In comparison to future or past claim list, this is a little bit on the light side. However, it's the end of the year. A lot of things are wrapped up. We have Jerry Kulik, who did a review appraisal for Griffith Golf Center for $2,700. We have CNH mowing. We were able to fit in a fifth mowing because the weather was decent enough to do so. And since the inspections for the Army Corps start in April, and who knows what April looks like, we wanted to make sure that the water or the grass was as far down as possible. Northern Indiana Mechanical did a clearing for the Kennedy Avenue Bridge. We had a large blockage. We did that on Friday, which I guess got a lot of internet sensation. They thought we were dredging, only wishful thinking. So that was done. It only took a couple hours. We've had to clear the blockage, which I know some of the people that bike on this commission have shown us off of Northcott Bridge by the diversion. We had RAROs do that for $5,800. Walker's Lawn Service, once again, they mowed and trimmed the area specifically around Forest Avenue. That's a separate contract for those folks. Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance, they have done our pump stations for the last couple of years, and these are their bills for the inspection so far. All pumps have been working properly. We plan on pulling a couple pumps that were worked out a little bit this year and for routine maintenance. But we'll always maintain some pumps in so that we will not be without. So Other than that, I'm trying to briefly go through the engineering for the Griffith Levy rehab, and I see that our two friends from Burke are here. So whether you want to talk to them now or afterwards, it is your decision.
Okay, thank you. There's a motion. Is there any question? And a second, is there any questions for Mr. Repay on the bills? Be there none, there's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlinski.
Yes.
Tom Vazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Emphatically, yes. Mr. Repay.
I guess we'll bring them on after this little quick report. We have applied for the permit through IDEM for the natural spring. They required us to do so. They have 90 days to render a decision to make sure that our plan is consistent with providing water to the public. So we hope to have an answer here early spring, probably March. If there's no questions or problems, we'll end up rebidding that project and hopefully construct that in the first part of 2022. The Northcott closure panels, posted panels, those were the panels that Munster has requested. They were ordered. There's a little bit of a issue with supplies. So their delivery date will be March. So I would anticipate us to bid out that project, which will be a small project, basically digging a small trench in February or March so that we can get it up before the rainy season. As I mentioned under the claims, we've been clearing out a lot of trees that have fallen, and I'm sure after today's windstorm, we'll have plenty more. But we've been going through some areas that have fallen. We've got some more that have fallen, I guess, by Wicker Park as of this evening that I just got a text on, so we'll go check those out in the morning. Pump stations we talked about up and running. We have a large beaver dam that I plan on going out to dismantle here tomorrow morning. And had the opportunity to meet with the Chancellor of IUN and talk about the closure of the campus and what they need to look for in the future. And we're going to give them a tour. He's a newer chancellor or newer person, Bill, you know, right? And and so he did it out of caution, but I tried to explain there was has been a lot of improvements that this board has made to that area to help make a better, more safer area. Beyond that, we've worked with the Corps on some crediting, and hopefully we'll have some better numbers for the crediting, which is our share to the Fed next year by the 15th. They have a meeting with their division, which is their bosses, and we both promised each other we would move our sites along. We have six parcels that we need to move on, and they have about 62. So we're going to go ahead and do that and hopefully move this project along for closure sometime early in 2023, which is not too far away. Sia Bosch or AJ, you have anything? I'd like you guys to talk about the Griffith Levy rehab project. This board has asked me. It was a project that they were hoping to have constructed in the spring of 2022. There's been some delays, and maybe you guys can shed some light on it better than what I've tried to convey to the board. So I will give you the brief thing, is Dave's got to go out of town, so he wants to get done soon.
AJ, go ahead, please.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I can go ahead. Thanks for the time this evening, gentlemen. We just wanted to provide a brief update on the project. We are trying to advance it as quickly as we can. And we've talked to Dan, and we've talked about meeting with him after the holidays here to do a progress check on our drawings. And then we are scheduled to complete the engineering drawings in March. So that's our schedule. We're committed to doing that, and just want to reiterate that commitment and let you know that we are advancing the project and anticipate being fully done with the engineering in March. Sivash, do you have anything to add to that?
Nothing. Just I think our meeting, have we set up the meeting in January yet? Because we'll do that with...
Yes, not yet. Yeah. We haven't selected a date, but we'll get that on the calendar here before the holidays.
We'll have the design plans ready for review.
So when was the engineering supposed to be finished? I mean, what was the delay from, I mean, is it just workload? Is it, you know, the supply chain? You guys can't get what you need? I mean, what's holding up the process, I guess? I mean, you guys know how we roll.
Yes. we had some survey delay. It's been, I think, at address now, and there were a couple of items like that, but we are okay now. We apologize for being late.
All right, any questions? So that's the best we can do.
I'm just getting started.
Yeah, so we haven't even put pencil to paper yet. Is that what we're saying?
What is that? I'm sorry.
We have not put pencil to paper yet.
No, we are almost finished. We have with all the engineering and stuff like that. We were doing all the analysis is done. We have the draft plans right now ready. The pump station is designed, is halfway, it's done. I think they're just putting the structural, which is concrete walls behind the structural is being done. No, absolutely. We've been working on it for a while. It was just not enough to finish the design plans in time because we were waiting for some survey. But we have it now. And we should have entire design plans. This thing takes much more than, I wish it was so simple. We could put the pencil today and get to something in January, but no, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, this has been going on. We just weren't able to finish it enough to get it to the bid, enough plans for the bidding. So.
Can we request a comprehensive schedule going forward? Where are they at now? Percentage complete? And where are they going to be in another 2 months? Can we get that?
Yeah.
Are you guys 60% complete with CDs or?
Yeah, in January. Go ahead, AJ. Go ahead.
I'm going to say what I think you were going to say. Yeah, 60% design meeting in January and then 100% complete in March.
Okay. Can you give us a comprehensive schedule going forward? Some milestone dates that we look at for design. Can you give us some milestone dates for the design, when it'll be completed?
Right.
When will the bid documents be ready, date, so we can plan for this?
So we'll be complete with the 100%
stuff on our side that we have to plan for.
Yeah.
You guys so get we'll what be- they're saying.
Yeah, just write that down and then you push on it, all right? And then that's the deliverable for what we're looking for. Anything else? Go ahead, Brian.
Well, in that schedule, can you give us some dates where you're going to give us preview so we can do some reviews of those documents too if we want or require? Someone's doing peer reviews on those documents too, right? Dan?
Internally for them, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
We want to see those dates too.
I'm just trying to write it all. I'll listen to it later. I'll listen to the video.
So it seems like something slipped here, and if we would have had those leads in mission, we would have been requesting the information.
So I was happy that they came along here.
Okay. Anything else, please, gentlemen?
Thank you for understanding.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Mr. Repay, chase them down. Forget everything has to do with the river, but that's all right. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on in the field? All right, moving right along. Next up is other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the fifth addendum to the employment agreement of the executive director and the office manager based on legal review.
Second. There's a motion and a second.
Second.
We have that, and I'll give you the brief discussion here is the, this is for both Dan and Jody for calendar year 2020. We're a little late, so we'll do it again in a couple of months, but this is to take care of the HR concerns that we have to do every year. Is there any discussion? There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom
Berslinski. Yes.
Tom Gazzetti.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
David Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Any other new business? They're none, my favorite part. Statements to the board from the floor. Please come to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and help us make sure those things don't happen again. Are we saving on the lights?
It's kind of nice.
I'll come back again.
It's mood thing. Well, considering the group, that's okay. Yes, sir.
Gary Lee.
5997 West 30th. I just was wondering what's going on with the ditch behind my house. You guys had...
Have you talked to the office and the staff?
No.
Oh, that would be the recommendation as far as updates, Mr. Lee. I mean, you can come and visit us, and we like having you here, but it'll go right back, and we'll put it through towards what's happening out of the office. But it hasn't made any paperwork that I've seen.
Okay. Well, I just wondered if anybody had any questions on any of the emails that I sent in, any of the photos or emails that I sent in. Anybody comments or questions?
I was unable to open any of the photos.
You too.
Concur.
I'm not sure why.
Okay, that's to do with Google link. So
yeah, the it came across as just indicating it was a PDF formatted, but I couldn't open them.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know. So I should talk to Dan about what's going on.
But as of right now, there isn't anything that I've been reviewing as far as paperwork regarding that particular project.
Okay.
But I mean, I'll be in the afternoon. I've got my understanding is we cleared your ditch.
Correct.
We cleared the ditch throughout the entire length of it.
That is correct.
Yes.
My concern is with the water seepage into the ditch and with the erosion of the banks of the ditch.
Well, is anybody flooded yet?
Anybody flooded?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to flood.
Okay.
But
seepage occurs in nature, right?
Erosion doesn't occur.
Erosion.
Where the banks of the ditch are shaped like this, were shaped like this when they originally put the ditch in. Now they're probably like this. So another 10 years, they're going to be like this.
And Mr. Lee, this would be a great question when the Army Corps of Engineers comes to our meeting, because that's a design issue by something that wasn't done by anybody up here. So anytime we have issues in the past that are similar to this type of situation that have to do with the design of this $275 million man-made flood control project, we usually kind of ask our partner to address those types of concerns. One idea might be to talk to our friend at the Army Corps of Engineers and ask him what his opinion is as it relates to their design at that particular location along the system.
Okay, so how do I get a hold of him? Can I?
Oh, ask Mr. Repay. I'm sure he'll have some contact information for you to introduce you to that finding.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Anybody else to help? I love talking about the Army Corps of Engineers. Yes, sir.
Evening, everybody. Craig Zanstra, 5670 Chase Street, Maryville. I'm just going to give an update real quick on some Lake County Park stuff. Projects here in December and January. First, our crew's been continuing to work over at MLK, Martin Luther King Drive, and the unit we have there. I've been working in, cutting buckthorn, doing a lot of winter work. And so that's been good. We're also working over at the Highland Heron Rookery, doing some work there, removing more brush and some small trees in some areas to open up some of the paths or some of the open it up from the paths into the marshes. So just typical winter work that we started last winter. Also going to continue working at the Rookery and MLK into January. Also want to let everybody know the crew is two people now. Adriana had left us at the end of November, so Emily Glover now is our crew leader. We still have another person, Autumn, working with her as well, so that still helps. TNC and some other partners are still working with them on locations and methods, so we're attacking some of the places that we have plans for. I also want to let the board know that we just were awarded a grant with the Shirley Hines Land Trust for some a project on Deep River from basically the new dam and bridge all the way to Lake Station along Deep River along that stretch. It's a public access grant that was awarded to Shirley Hines from Chi-Cal Rivers. That's the same grant program that we've been using to match the locale funds for a crew work along the river. So
Mr. Zanstra, is that going all the way down to the Rock River?
Yes. Right. And so what we'll do is with that funds, at least Lake County Parkside, we're going to be removing some of the old buildings and so forth in the former Gary Schools property. Also, we're putting in a new asphalt entry drive from Liverpool to the new public access on Deep River that was done by the commission. And then also we're putting in a parking lot there as well for public access on that side of the park. And then I believe Shirley Heights is going to be acquiring some property from New Chicago American Legion Post, about 25 acres. They will be putting in a new public access there. And then also that will help link in the public access at Lake Station as well. So that stretch of river should have plenty of access points for paddlers, canoeists, fishermen, and the like. So that'll be working on next year. We plan to meet with everybody in January to kind of start the process of the project.
And like next month.
Yeah, exactly. So, but with that, that's all we have. I just want to thank the commission again for the help in 21. We're grateful for the crew work and for the work that's being done with our partnership. Also looking forward to 22 because we'll continue with the crew and other projects. And I think it's really good for public access and for quality of life for people in the future in these areas. So just want to thank everybody. And
I have a question for Mr. Zanstra.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is that me? Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Real quick. Is this the crew that was assigned or dedicated to us from the Audubon Society?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. Same crew.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, you said we lost a member. I'm just for curiosity's sake, wondering why we lost that crew member.
Yeah.
If you could say generally speaking.
And wasn't able to do some of the work that she needs to do. So we had a person, Emily, who was working with her for the last year. So Emily has been learning from some of her partners and from some others in the department. So we felt she was good enough to move up in crew leader position. We had a third person, Autumn, who we moved up behind her. And we'll be looking for a third person to join that crew.
Okay.
And then, summertime, probably we'll have funding to hire potentially up to one or two more seasonal staff to assist that crew when we start spraying again. So,
okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that our hiring and retention processes were adequate for the service that we're trying to provide.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to move Emily up right away to kind of keep the crew together and then be able to get somebody else on staff as soon as we can. And that way we keep a full crew working and then keep the momentum going. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have a question, Mr. Zanser. On that subject, on that location, I've had conversations with some other folks, and I'd just like to put it in front of you, is that when we do the spraying for the frag bodies, it's to maybe expand beyond the project scope. So, for example, at the rookery, if you look right across the street, there's a whole grove of frag bodies that are still right there. Mm-hmm. So if we're bringing resources to the area to do that, those are kind of areas that we like to have a discussion before you go in to make sure there's a comfort level as it relates to taking care of that, because that's a seed farm for the stuff that we're spending a lot of money trying to mitigate.
Yes.
So the other so is that a timing thing? I mean, when are you start, you know, setting up the schedule for the next phase of all of that frag mining work and whatever, and how does that fold into what happens on to that particular site?
Yeah, part of Emily's work for this winter is to come up with a maintenance plan mm-hmm. for this next growing season. We usually start spraying April into May, so she'll get a plan together for us, and we'll work with Audubon and with Wetlands Initiative and TNC to kind of game plan where we're going to be spraying with the crew this next growing season. And so some of those areas that you mentioned that we could potentially hit as well, we'll definitely be hitting some of the smaller areas adjacent to some of the larger scale spraying that's been done by the contractors. So we'll definitely hit those other smaller.
When you're doing that, because we're also going down the other side of Klein Avenue and river past the golf course. So we're going down that way too. So we might as well do some of this work as a part of that project. But you kind of grip the bones that whole side up. So, but we need a little bit of foresight from you all as it relates to how we can do a better job of preventative maintenance or proactive maintenance, if you will.
Yeah, I think we'd be glad. We have some meetings coming up early in the year, and we can talk about some additional areas that we can treat and help and assist with. And so I think, yeah, we can talk with Dan as the new year starts and maybe identify some of these areas
that we'll
start working on into the new year.
So. Yeah, and as we go through the contracts and through these watershed applications that we see throughout the watershed, I'd like to at least have an idea if you have somebody, maybe it's Emily or the new staff person, to take a look at some of the things that we have on our agendas, just to kind of see where it fits on the map and where, if any, there's issues that we could do as a part of those projects.
Sure, that sounds good.
And then going to Rock River, I don't know if you were here about the Lake Station. Dan had talked about some of the security and the lighting was going in there. And there's a concern, at least on my behalf, but from the bridge to Bellaboo and that part of that, where that's going to be kind of a zone. zone. I mean, obviously it's outside of ours, but with regards to providing all of the opportunities for people to walk that, how is that fitting into the program? So not a quiz, just to take that in consideration as it's brand new.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one thing I didn't mention with our Shirley Heights, with our Chi-Cal Rivers grant that we got. That grant, part of that project also is to provide a public access and also maintenance access from the new parking lot entry off Liverpool to the new access on Deep River that you created, that you constructed last summer. We'll have a maintenance drive or public walk from that area back towards the maintenance barn, which that trail goes by, right, between Bellaboos and the dam. And so that's part of that process as well. There's actually an old asphalt drive that goes between them, so we're going to clean that up and then create and also attach it with a new drive and or a gravel drive to make public access and for maintenance, and that way we can open and close the gate on Liverpool every morning as well, because that'll be closed every night.
On the radar. I appreciate that. That's outstanding. Any other questions for this young man?
Sure, I have a couple questions.
Yes,
this is Andrew. First of all, I think it's an excellent project that you guys are doing. I'm just curious to know, what is the size of the grant of the from Shirley Heights? And also like to know, the second question is, has the Audubon Society contributed any funds to this project?
At least on this partnership with Shirley Heights, I don't believe Audubon was part of this project, but Audubon is still fully committed on, you know, the remainder of our phase two, of course, and everything we're doing with the Little Kennebec River Collaborative. So that's still, you know, going well. And so, as far as the Deep River Access Project, right now, I don't know the exact amount that Shirley Heights got. I know Lake County Parks is getting $40,000 in that grant, and we're matching about the same or a little bit more. Some's going to be in kind with our equipment operators, removing some of the old buildings on the site. And then, some of our cash match will be, you know, paying for some of the dumpsters and other costs of removing all those items. So I don't know the exact amount in Shirley Heights, but we're going to have that meeting in January, and then I'll know more as far as the financials of the grant. So,
very good.
Yeah.
Reason why I ask that question, because I like to let the public know what you're doing.
Yeah. So, we will, and I'll give more updates on that as we find out more information.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Going once. Going twice. All right, go down the line, Mr. Roche.
Nothing to add. Just have a great holiday season for everyone, and thanks everyone for coming out.
Sir Wyszlinski.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Sir Gazdecki.
I hope everyone has a safe and happy New Year, and their families are all well, and we can all meet here again in January.
Mr. Ware.
Just like to thank Mr. Zanstra for the update from the parks. Appreciate it. Dan and Jody, great job again this year. Any support that I have needed, and I'm sure the other commissioners, you guys have been on top of. So I appreciate all your help and all your hard work. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and safe New Year to all. And thanks to those who continue to attend these meetings regularly.
Mr. Castellanos.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to wish everybody a very nice Merry Christmas, a very happy Kwanzaa, and a good Hanukkah for this holiday season. Thank you.
Mr. Wicklin.
Nothing there.
Mrs. Lambert.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
How about you, Dan? You want to talk some more?
Nope.
All right. Next meeting is the third Wednesday of the month, which is going to be in January 2022, folks. And it'll be on the 19th. Check the website as it relates to where we're going to do that. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second. Mrs. Lambert. Got to follow the rules. This is the public sector.
Tom Wyszlinski.
Yes.
Tom
Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes, definitely.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oshie.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Be safe.